is the operator. You're speaking to Randall Party. The call is being recorded.
Okay, thank you. I didn't realize that you had started it. Okay, thank you, everybody. We should start some meeting. Glenn, can you do a roll call, please?
Yes, certainly, Audrey. Philip Shepard. Mike Rodenbach.
Here.
Saeed Jamil.
Here.
Christina Rosette.
Present.
Uta Decker sent her apology. She can't be on the call. Cyril Chua. Tony Holmes.
Here.
Tony Harris has sent his apologies. He's traveling. Greg Ruth.
Here.
Mary Wong has sent her apologies. She's traveling. William Drake. Carlos Souza has sent his apologies. He has got another meeting. And Mike joined the call if he's in time. Adrian Kinderis. Tim Ruiz.
Here.
Stefan Van Felder. Jordi Iparavira.
Yep.
Chuck Gomes is absent and has sent his apologies. Edmund Chun.
Here.
Terry Davis. Avery Doria.
Yep.
Olga Cavelli.
Present.
And Alan Greenberg.
Present.
And for staff, we have Dan Halloran. Denise Michelle. Rob Hogarth. Olaf Nordling. Marika Koenigs. Liz Gaster. Margie Milam. Julie Headland. And Ken Bauer. I don't think he's on yet. And myself, Glenn.
Thank you.
Oh, Kurt, thank you very much. Have I left off any other staff members?
Thank you. And so I guess we've got a bare quorum of 14 at the moment, unless someone else joins us. Okay, start out with updated SOIs. Olga sent one in. Olga, do you want to speak to it quickly?
Yes, should I have to read it? It's already
No, you don't have to read it. Just basically point out any changes if you wish, or just, you know, whatever.
Small changes. I'm spending less time as an advisor for the government, and I'm working on my own in special projects for connecting rural areas in the north of Argentina. That's the main thing.
Okay, thank you. Any other SOIs to mention at this point?
That was one for me, Average Tony.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I may have missed it. So would you like to mention it?
It's only a small change. I'm still working for BC. Still have the same remit, but I'm working now as a consultant.
Okay, thank you. And apologies for having missed that. That's right. I remember you sent it weeks ago. Okay, I got it. Okay, thank you. Anyone else at this time? Okay, I'd like to remind people to send in one when they need to, and then just mention what the change was when next we have a meeting. In terms of the agenda review, basically there are two changes since it was published. One was the minutes from 8 January were added to the minute approval section, and a short discussion under any other business was added for Mike's RAA motion, which has been added to the next meeting, which is the public meeting in Mexico City. Any other comments or changes anyone would like to make on the agenda? Okay, in which case we'll proceed with that agenda. Move to approve minutes. The minutes of 18 December 2008. Do I have someone that will move for the approval of those minutes?
I will. It's Christina.
Okay, thank you, Christina. A second, please.
Yeah, Jamil, I second.
Okay, thank you. Is there any discussion on these minutes? Okay, hearing no discussion. All those in favor of accepting the minutes of 18 December 2008, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say nay. Are there any abstentions?
Mike, don't mind saying I've not reviewed those yet.
Okay, thank you, Mike. We have the minutes of 8 January 2008. Is there anyone that will move those minutes, make a motion for those minutes?
I will. It's Greg.
Okay, thank you, Greg. Is there a second for those minutes?
I will. It's Olga.
Okay, thank you, Olga. Is there any discussion on the minutes of 8 January 2009, not 2008, my correction? Hearing no question or comment, all those in favor of accepting those minutes, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions?
Mike Rodenbaum, same
thing. Okay. Okay, thank you. Those minutes have been accepted. Okay, the next thing we have is the Registration Abuse Policy Working Group and PDP. There has been a drafting team working on it for a while. They have put out a charter, which I will ask to be read and discussed by someone from the team, I guess. Christina, you're the person who actually made the motion, so I will ask you to be the one to speak on that, unless, of course, someone else in that group that would prefer doing it.
No, I'm happy.
Okay. And also, I wanted to let people know that when I was reviewing it before the meeting, I did feel the need for to offer a friendly amendment, which I have sent out to the list and which I will discuss after, you know, the motion has been read and in this part of the discussion. I want to point out two other things. On the motion as it's recorded on the wiki, I made two kinds of changes to what was there, non-content. But in places where square brackets were used, I replaced them with curly braces, since square brackets have a special meaning inside the wiki. They're a reference to a new page. So hopefully that doesn't change the meaning at all. I don't believe it does. And then I just added down at the bottom an indicator that I did have a proposed amendment and what that amendment was, if it was accepted as a friendly amendment. Christina?
Sure, absolutely. The drafting team met by phone a number of times. We had representatives from all of the constituencies except for the ISPs and the NCUCs. I'm not going to read the draft motion, but what it does is it sets out the charter for the working group that we recommend be created, and we believe that the objective of the working group should be to gather facts, define terms, and provide the appropriate focus and definition of the policy issues, if any, to be addressed in order to enable the GNSO Council to make an informed decision as to whether to launch a PDP on registration abuse. More specifically, we recommend that the working group can further define and research the issues that were outlined in the issues report and take certain steps that we've identified. The goal is that the working group should complete its work before a decision is taken by the GNSO Council on whether to launch a PDP. In terms of the scope, the charter of the working group is, the first remit is to define what domain name registration abuse is as distinct from abuse arising solely from use of a domain name while it's registered, to identify which aspects of the subject of registration abuse are within ICANN's mission to address and which are within the set of topics on which ICANN may establish policies that are binding on GTLD registry operators and ICANN-accredited registrars. The issues report identified a number of areas where it was believed by the authors of that report that additional research would be needed in order to have a better understanding of what types of problems may exist with regard to registration abuse, the scope of those problems, and to have a sense as to what the current practices are by registrars and registries. And it's specifically, we pulled out three of the specific topics. First, to understand registration abuses are a kind that might be curtailed or better addressed if consistent registration abuse policies were established. Second, to determine if and how And Marika, I think if you're on the phone, you'll have to help me here with what the bracketed, why registration abuse was, registration was in brackets there. But determine if and how abuse is dealt with in those registries and registrars that do not have any specific policies in place, and identify how those registration abuse provisions are being implemented in practice. We thought it would be appropriate to really expand the scope beyond the contracted parties to really try and gain information from parties that may have direct experience, either registrants themselves, law enforcement groups, or other outside service providers that by virtue of what their business goals and plans are may be aware of this in terms of online surveillance, anti-phishing, online monitoring and enforcement groups and the like. And that we left it, for the working group to decide specifically how to do that, but we did also think that this was something that possibly could be dealt with through a request for information, similarly to what was done in the domain tasting drafting group. We received during the course of our work an invitation from the ESSEC, which I believe Mike had forwarded on, and the drafting team thought that it would be appropriate to consider inviting the representative from ESSEC to participate in the working group and to consider in further detail the ESSEC invitation to the Council to participate in a collaborative effort on abuse context, and finally to make a recommendation about the invitation. And finally, to have a workshop at Mexico City that would allow the discussion and development of certain information that we thought the working group would find helpful. The draft program of that is something that Mike had posted yesterday, and I was not able to be on the drafting team's call yesterday, so I'll let him speak directly to that draft program. The one thing I will say, Aubrey, with regard to your amendment, that I have to confess that Marika had originally put in working group processes into the charter, and I had actually asked that they be taken out simply because the drafting team, frankly, didn't talk about them at all. And it seemed to me that that was something that would be more appropriately dealt by us, the council, than having the drafting team decide what the processes should be. And as to your specific proposed amendment, I frankly have no idea if those are the standard processes that we're using right now. And if they are, then I'm happy to accept the proposed friendly amendment.
Okay, thanks. Let me explain. Yeah, they essentially are. I took them out of the IRTP Part A, made a few changes that I can talk to people about, which is basically because elsewhere in that proposal it had defined that there will be a liaison. So I put that there was a liaison role in those. I added a line that the working group would pick its chair, subject to the approval of the council. And then I added a line which had been a confusion with some working groups, saying explicitly that working groups, once they start working on it, if they want to, as it were, renegotiate the charter, they can come back to the council with questions about the charter, with proposed changes about the charter, but any changes to the charter were the council's responsibility. And basically those are the rules that we've been using while developing rules. So I put those out there that we needed to have some set of processes, guidelines, that a working group would use.
Certainly, I'm happy to accept that as a family member.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mike, did you want to speak on I guess it was the workshop?
Well, just very briefly.
Is your voice better now?
We're looking for volunteers from the NCUC and from the ISPs and from the AILAC to participate on the panels if they're interested.
Okay, thank you.
Other than that, I'm glad to answer any questions on the program that anyone might have.
Okay, and Marika, there was a question outstanding to you while Christina was speaking as to the material that was in square brackets that I shifted to being in curly brackets. So I don't know if you had a response for her.
Yes, they should be in square brackets, and those were words that weren't literally in the issues report, but were added to provide additional clarification on these quotes. that you can square brackets.
Yeah, right. The reason they're not in square brackets here is because that works funny with the wiki.
Okay.
So that's why I switched them all to curly, so they're at least all the same. Okay. I'll open up the queue for discussion. Anyone wish to speak on this motion? The motion has been made and has been seconded. Okay, hearing no one wishing to speak on it, is there any objection to taking an ayes and nays vote on this? Okay, hearing no objection to taking an ayes and nays vote on this, and pointing out that this will be a specific delay of voting on the PDP for at least 90 days, or until the working 90 days after, actually I noticed it was 90 days after Mexico City, basically assuming this passes, would list that vote for 90 days, the meeting that occurred after 90 days after the Mexico City meeting. So again, any objection to the ayes and nays vote? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor of this motion for registration abuse policies as currently written, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay. Are there any abstentions on this? Okay, no, the motion passes unanimously. Thank you to the drafting team for their excellent work, and hopefully a bunch of them will end up on the working group. One thing that we need to pick fairly quickly after this is I'd like to find out if there's a volunteer for the liaison job between the council and the working group. Mike has now done it on two working groups. I'm hoping not any comment on Mike. I'm hoping that there'll be some other council member who would be interested in taking this role of basically being the connector between the council and the working group. Is there anyone at this point who's interested in that role?
This is Christina. I may be. I've got some scheduling issues coming up, but you can put me down as a probably.
Okay, thank you. I think that would be really good given your role in the drafting team, but thank you. Okay. So another question I have before we move on from this, is there any possibility that this new group in formation would want to have some time slot in Mexico City to see if there's a little bit of just pre-work could be done? And that's something for you, Christina, and others to sort of figure out, and we can talk about it more later in the meeting when we get to the scheduling. There are a few empty slots so during the Saturday, Sunday, so it may be something you'd want to do. I don't know.
Sure.
Okay, moving on in the agenda then. The next item on the agenda, let me get to the agenda, is the GNSO Council Restructuring Implementation Plan. And really, the first part is sort of looking at the progress on the plan. One of the things that I'm going to ask, I guess I'll speak some about it, Rob will speak some about it, unfortunately Chuck is not here, but basically we've started on the plan. If you look at the updated action item list this time that you'll find on the web page, the GNSO web page, you'll see that I've tacked on the table of actions that we had included in that initial rolling report that we sent to the board to meet our requirements back in, I guess it was December. So we haven't looked at that pretty much since then. I mean, there's been a lot of work going on in various places, and that's certainly ongoing, but we haven't taken a look back at that, nor have we had a conversation about how it's all going, what we need to do to make sure that it keeps going. So it's one of the reasons why it was put on the agenda item, on the agenda as a primary item. Just to start off with, and this is something that's in the status, but we'll just quickly say it. Now, the stuff that came out of the planning team to do with the steering committees, the PPSC and the OSC, are obviously moving ahead. We've approved their charters in past meetings, and as far as I can tell, all of their work teams are in the process of being constituted. They're going to have meetings in Mexico City. There's a phone call to orient people to it. I think as I look around, I didn't have a chance to count it, but I'm seeing more and more people participating in what's going on. So I think the first part of the reason for doing this, the getting broader participation, does appear like it's starting to work. Rob, could you sort of take us a little further on where we're at on the restructuring implementation plan other than the steering committees?
Certainly. Thanks, Aubrey. The document that Aubrey references was appended to a report that she shared with the board in early December. The last time you all as council members have discussed this in any detail, you'll recall, was the late November council meeting, in which the document that you're looking at now or that you have access to was put together in quote-unquote a draft form. And since that time, it has remained in a draft form. And I'd just like to remind you all that the document and the report that Aubrey shared essentially has four main components. It identified some fundamental community principles that you all would agree to follow in the restructuring of the council. It identified seven primary implementation priorities. It identified a list of close to about 20 key process and implementation decisions that had to be made before June. And finally, it set out a general timeline for what needed to take place when. Again, I'd like to reinforce the fact that you all said this is a work in progress. We're letting Aubrey go ahead and submit this report, but we consider it in fully draft form. There was input from a number of different parties on key decision points, on the time frame, and when things would take place. And I think the two critical elements within the fundamental principles were that basically all the elections will take place de novo based on the new interim body, and two, that there'll be full outreach and bottom-up discussion at each stage of the transition. We are looking at still a June timetable for accomplishing this. And so as of today, we have, you know, a little under 3 months to accomplish quite a bit. I think from a council standpoint, the decision points that you all still face are, you know, how and what process you will use to resolve a lot of these decisions, in what form will that take, and then basically identifying the priorities and setting a timetable for completing them. The first step may be to, you know, if not on this call, in a separate sort of exercise, thoroughly review the timetables and the schedules to see if you still think that they are realistic based on your workload and the time frames that you have in front of you. The good news is when you look at the various issues, some of the priorities, and some of the timetables, some actions have already taken place, and a lot of work has gone on with respect to constituency renewals, developments of the stakeholder group templates. So there's a lot of good work going on. But as we've seen, looking at this from a staff perspective, there are a lot of details. And in many respects, they require some significant levels of discussion. And so I think the process going forward will be very important to get some buy-in on from everybody, so that there may actually be folks who have specific responsibilities for certain sections, or that there are various teams that may be working on different parts of this. I don't know, Aubrey, I don't think it's valuable for me to go through all the aspects of the document. It might be useful to get folks input and insight.
It would. One thing I wanted to add, though, and make sure that we've got, in addition to all of the bits of work that need to be done in terms of forming the stakeholder groups and getting new elections for people, or et cetera. There were several restructuring issues that we still had work to do on, which, for example, the election of board seats. The working group had made a recommendation. We need to, it was still left as open. The board sort of pushed back on it and said, well, are you certain? Is this the right way? And they were questioning it. One of the things the council probably should do is look at the discussion and look at the decision of that working group, which was, you know, a sort of hard-fought compromise, and decide whether it endorses that or not, and wants to tell the board, yes, as a council who have spoken to our constituency, yes, this is what indeed we want to do. I don't expect we would say something other than yes, but we haven't ever as a council actually had a motion that said, yes, indeed, this is the way we want to go with it. So that may be able something that would help the board in making its decision on the election of board seats. We had other issues to deal with that the board came and asked us a question, for example, in terms of the election of the new chair by the bicameral council. We had talked about the 60% threshold in each house. The board had pushed back, said, and what do you do if you can't get that? And basically asked us to provide them a process or a formula by which the council would go beyond that. I mean, we'd deal with that particular issue should that occur. The other thing that was sort of pending was there were some sort of open issues and discussions on whether all the threshold issues had indeed been adequately settled on the various kinds of votes. Now, some of those may come out of the PDP working team, but basically that is something that I believe is still on the council's plate in terms of that. And then the other issue that was still pending was how the apportionment of NCA seats would occur and whether that was something that was done by the council, that was something done by the NomCom, that was something done by the NCAs themselves in terms of picking where they went. That was still, I believe, one of the issues that the board wished more feedback from us. I'm not sure that I've caught all the issues. Before opening up the queue, the last thing I would say is, except for, you know, for most things, we've been doing very well when we've gotten drafting teams composed of at least one person from each constituency to basically do the hard work of going through things detail by detail and coming up with recommendations that the council could vote on. So I guess in addition to all of this, what I'm putting on the table is that the, one of the ways we go in terms of trying to basically make sure that we are dealing. If you look at that page, the one that Rob talked about, the 20-some-odd points in the restructuring items, some of which are well along, some of which may even be done, and some of which I don't know, perhaps haven't even been touched yet, how we go about finishing that. I open the queue. Who would like to be in it? Anyone?
Philip?
Anyone else?
It's Christina.
Christina, anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Philip.
Thanks. I have one question for Rob. Rob, do we have as yet any formal applications for a new constituency?
Yes, sir. There are no official petitions that have been filed. The staff has received two notices of intent to form from the cyber safety constituency and from the city TLD constituency. We're informed that we may shortly be seeing an NOIF for a consumer organization constituency, but neither of the NOIF filers have gone to the next step of formally submitting a petition.
Okay, thank you. And I have one question for our ALAC liaison. Have any of these meetings of intent been inspired by the at-large organization? And if not, do you have an application also pending?
We certainly don't have any application pending from the ALAC or any form part of it. The consumer one, we have talked, some parts of ALAC and at large, specifically the North American region, have talked about not as being part of it, but as having some interest in seeing that kind of thing happen.
Alan, I'm wondering whether, because it's kind of in response to this question, whether, as opposed to waiting until the status section later to talk about the user, this might not be a good point to put that content in.
Sure.
Or not. We can wait until later. It's just that it seems like it's partially in response to Phil's question.
Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to review it?
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I made things confusing.
Okay. In any case, to answer Philip's question, we have parts of at large have been marginal, have been involved in at least one of those constituencies that might be forming to apply, but just as interested parties, not as a participant in it.
Okay, thank you.
With the exception of one of the ALAC members who is a consumer person, and he personally would be involved, but that's not on behalf of ALAC.
Aubrey, can I supplement Alan's answer? The wisdom of the NOIS process is bearing itself out. As staff, we've received many, many inquiries about potential constituencies, ranging from registrants to individual users to anti-abuse or law enforcement groups, but, you know, a lot of those inquiries don't get beyond sort of the, hey, I'm interested phase. And I, you know, Aubrey's approach to going forward in Mexico City, giving groups that have submitted NOIS an opportunity to make statements is a very useful tool because it really helps identify for the community. There's a degree of seriousness here that's required. And even if the hoops aren't huge to jump through, you know, it does require some thought process and work on the part of interested groups.
Thank you, Christina.
Just a comment, a request, and an observation. The request being that I think, for me, it would be tremendously helpful if it would be possible to see a revised version of this 20-point table that would indicate which of these items were completed and which were currently in progress, so that we have a better idea as to where things are, what we have ahead of us. I don't know if that's possible to get before, I guess, probably Mexico City. The observation, I will just note that the IPC is having an extraordinarily difficult time basically covering all of the procedural improvements that have been foisted upon us and dedicating itself also simultaneously to substantive policy work. And I just want to make sure that everyone on this call is aware of that.
Okay, thanks. I do want to point out that it was on Chuck's suggestion that I added the status column to this table last night, but there was no time to actually fill in the status column, but obviously it's an excellent idea, and I believe that between the staff working on that and those of us that are involved in the various pieces, we should be able to fill that in. And perhaps this is something that we should probably dedicate an hour or so to, at least in Mexico City.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to comment on this now in terms of moving ahead and the importance of moving ahead? And just really concerned. And I understand, I've watched in several of the constituencies the difficulty with finding more people to participate in all these groups. It's really been great how more and more people over time have been brought into the stuff by the need to do this stuff. So I think that's actually been a positive effect too, though I understand how stressful it's been. Is there any...
I have one more question, comment, just maybe probably for Rob. It's Mike.
Sure, go ahead.
So I just want to make sure that, you know, the board is staying up to date with where we're at. I mean, we certainly are making progress with a lot of this stuff. And, you know, the fact that we probably are not going to have everything done by June ought to be made known to the board.
This is Denise, if I may.
Hi, Denise. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, Mike, the board is being kept apprised of the status and progress on all the various elements that relate to gene and cell improvements and restructuring. And every month they get an update and status report from the staff, and we'll be doing a more comprehensive briefing for board members, just making sure they understand what the various constituencies, interest groups are doing, how we're doing against the June time frame. So they will be, they are being kept up to date on all these various moving pieces. And of course, I suspect have an opportunity to discuss details with the board in Mexico City as well.
Okay, are those status reports available? The monthly status reports? I'm not sure that I've seen them. I may have seen them and just not noticed. But are those actually available?
Yeah, we'll forward that information to the council list. We're essentially pulling together the various information that's already publicly available, organizing it in a way that gives an easier to read status report. We'd be happy to forward that to the council.
I think that'd be great, and that would probably help us in terms of, you know, because part of what's happening is we have so many people working on the different pieces, and I think it's only the staff at this point that has a complete picture of everything that's going on, because you're the only ones that are involved in everything that's going on. So that would be very helpful. Anyone else wish to comment?
This is Rob. If I could make another interjection.
Please do.
Christina asked about filling in the status of these various items, and you pointed out the increased participation of the community on a number of fronts, which has really been great. I just remind you all that the council reserved for itself this inventory of 20 issues. And so while we've had a lot of input on stakeholder groups, constituencies, and the rest, you basically reserve this list of stuff for yourselves to do. So it'd be very quick to do the update and the status, in that most of them are not completed and not underway at this point. And so I think that'll take a realistic assessment from all of you in terms of the time.
Yeah.
In terms of how quickly some of these issues can be resolved.
Okay, thank you. One of the things I want to ask is, and I know I'm not going to ask for anyone to volunteer at the moment, but is there any objection to putting together a drafting team composed largely of council members and at least one from each of the constituencies to work on this list? I'm not asking anybody to volunteer. I'm sort of asking, is there an objection to starting that process of cajoling people into such a design team, drafting team?
Yeah, Aubrey, is there? So it's a matter of editing the table?
No, I think it's more than that. I think it's an add. Certainly it would start out with editing the table, but then I think it's a matter of taking each of the items in this table, discussing it, and proposing a solution that the council would then discuss and decide on. In other words, basically the council seems to work fairly well at this point when a small group of people get together, draft a solution, then go back and forth with some of the council members that are interested for a while, and then we come to a motion on it. That seems to be a mechanism that keeps us moving forward. And therefore, I'm sort of suggesting that we put together a team here and that team would start with one, figure out, you know, which ones were the ones that they could approach, which ones would need longer work. You know, perhaps there's the one on, you know, determine the apportionment of NCAs, and that would be an easy one to write a motion and say, we will apportion NCAs by doing A, B, C. You know, draft it, discuss it, send it to the council for a vote. That's one done. And basically a team of people that would work through those things in that kind of manner, knocking them off as they could. Anyone want to comment on that idea? And basically, especially if you think it's a bad idea, I understand the, who's going to do it, and then it's more work, but basically is that I'm really looking more for whether there's support for that as a viable way to proceed.
Aubrey, Christine,
yes?
If we don't do it that way, what would the alternative be?
I can't think of one, but perhaps one of you could.
I mean, this is Tim.
Seems like an easy decision.
Seems like a practical thing to me, and then if this group should discover and it's worth that, maybe it's not as practical as it first seems, then they could come back to the council with perhaps a better idea. But it sounds like we need to get moving somehow, and that sounds like as good a way forward as any.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think that's great, that if they get stuck and they can't figure out how to do it, then they can perhaps come up with the process of figuring out how to get unstuck. Anyone else want to comment on that? Okay. Then what I'll be doing between now and the meeting in Mexico City is trying to get you all to, you know, come up with one from each constituency at least that's willing to volunteer for this. And as I say, I think in this case we're better off either with council members or with perhaps substitutes who may not be council members now but have been council members in the past or are basically sort of, you know, if one could say, you know, council graduates, as it were, and something, and not reach too far into the membership that's not been involved with sort of a lot of the issues over the last year or two. Any more comment on this before moving on to other things? Okay, thanks for that. As I say, it's really important that we get this done, and that list of 20 is really quite daunting to me. Okay, the next thing we have is quite a full set of status updates. I'd like to start with Denise on the board update. Are you muted? Are you still there, Denise?
This is Rob. Denise said she was going to be having some coverage problems. I don't know if she still shows up.
Disconnected. She shows disconnected.
Okay, in which case we'll skip her until she's back.
And by the end of the call, she said that if she's not available, that I could try to fill in.
Okay, thanks. So, Olga, can you do the CCNSO liaison update?
Yes, of course, Avery. I participated in the monthly call during this week with the CCNSO, and the main thing was that there's a concern for some comments made by the GNSO Council submitted to the IDNC final report, especially the ones about the introduction of IDN GTLDs or IDNC GTLDs should not be delayed because of lack of readiness of one category, that kind of comments. And also, there was some concern about the GNSO Council resolution of 8 January 2009 that states that GNSO Council strongly believes that neither the new GTLDs nor CCTLDs fast track process should result in IDN GTLDs being entered into the VOOD before the other, unless both GNSO and CCNSO agree. So that what they would like to do, and they are discussing right now about it, is that they would welcome a discussion about these issues with GNSO during the Mexico meeting. I think we already have
a lunch meeting scheduled with them.
So perhaps we should prepare some comments from our side to their questions.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how organized the comments need to be, but anyhow, there is a lunch planned between the CCNSO Council and the GNSO Council, and I have put that topic on as the first topic. If we have other topics, then we should bring that up, and I'll get to that later when we're going through the meeting review. Any other things to report on the CCNSO?
No, they are
okay.
Going to appoint a liaison for the CNSO. They have selected someone that they will decide at in Mexico.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that was the last bit. Any questions about that report? Okay, thank you. Then, Olga, are you as a head on the geographical region working group update?
Yes, we met. We had I think, two conference calls with all the groups, and I would like you to know it. I think Glenn already sent it to the list that the proposed geographic regions review working group, where the charter was posted today for public comments. I think it's yesterday. I'm just looking at a note that's sent by Rob, and I'm reading it. The charter of the working group was posted for public comments yesterday. Zaid and myself made slightly changes to the original draft sent by Dave Archibald, and now they are for comments. Posted for comments. We had the idea, it was my idea, to propose a face-to-face meeting during Mexico with those of us who are in Mexico for the ICANN meeting, and I think we will have that meeting on Monday very early morning.
Yes, it's scheduled at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. It's meant to be a close meeting for the working group to know each other in person and maybe make the group more dynamic in their relationship.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Anybody that's read through the charter and wants to ask anything about it or clarification? Okay, thank you. Before moving on to the planning for Mexico City, I just wanted to check if Denise was back with us. No? Okay, I'll move on. Okay, in terms of the planning for Mexico City, it's moved along a bit now. Glenn sent out a GNSO Mexico City February-March 2009 schedule, and so I just wanted to sort of walk through it with people quickly to make sure that it's understood and that I'm and touch. Okay, so Saturday morning we start at 9 o'clock, where the PPSC is meeting in one room and the OSC is meeting in another. Then there's a break. And the breaks, you know, I guess there'll be coffee and hopefully good things to eat and healthy things to eat. Then from the PPC working group, working team, and the PPSC PDP working teams will then meet from 11 to 12:30. There's a lunch both days. They're basically working lunches. No topic has been put in for this first working lunch yet. If there is one, then it's probably good to talk about it. What I will probably do, that will be the first time that the council is necessarily together, so I may do at least a sort of update on agendas and what's going on. Right after lunch, we have new GTLDs for 3 hours with Kurt, basically going through the new documentation that I guess just was announced and just came out today. He has a hard end, I understand, at 5. We do have another hour after that where we can talk about what the GNSO, how the GNSO Council wants to handle things moving forward after that. And I was thinking that that would be the right thing to follow through with, that after we've basically had those 3 hours, we take a slight break, and then we come back and figure out how we want to move forward. I haven't scheduled anything against the new GTLD time because I didn't figure anybody of us wanted to be doing something else at that time. If indeed some group comes along and says, you know, we don't care at all about that and we want to work on such and such, there is a room. Then the next day, we start the day with basically an hour and a half on the CCTLB fast-track discussion on basically the new implementation plan and updates that came out on that today. And so, again, I haven't scheduled anything against that. We have a break. Then basically we have an hour and a half where we discuss the report and the comments on IRTPA PDP and basically start to figure out where we go from here in terms of making any decisions. obviously we're not making decisions in that meeting, and it's not even on the schedule for Mexico City to make decisions on what comes out of that, but that's where we'll begin that process. Then over lunch that day, basically do the prep for the GAC meeting, the CCNSO meeting, and the board meeting. And on the board meeting, basically, there was a strict division in the doodle between two of the topics that had a lot of disagreement and very few people agreeing, and two of the topics where they were really quite close in terms of agreement, so I've decided to go for the formula of a main topic and a dessert topic again, where the main topic is basically the GTLD implementation plan, and specifically a focus on those issues that have yet to be resolved, whether they're the ones that were defined by the staff as needing further resolution, or whether they're issues that we on our own feel need further resolution. And then the dessert topic would basically be just trying to understand the role, not so much the details of the restructuring and improvement, but basically the role of the restructuring and improvement within all the other changes that are going on within ICANN and the transparencies and all of that, and to sort of make sure that we sort of understand what the board's doing, the board understands what we're doing, and that we're hopefully doing something that works kind of in common. So those were, because those were, in terms of the polling, incredibly close. But one had slightly more than the other, so I made one the major, and the doing the two topic split. One of the things that I plan to do on this one is try to put together a sheet for each of the tables of some of the possible issues that people might want to talk about, sort of just like cheat sheets, and that's one of the things that I'll want to review at that working lunch. Okay, going back to the schedule, and please stop me with questions or comments of any of this. After the lunch, we'll be doing with the FastLux PDP report and comments the same thing we did with the IRTPA PDP in terms of looking at that. Oh, yeah, wanted to mention that during the IRTPA PDP discussion, one of the OSCs, the Communication Coordination Team, will be having a meeting in parallel. And during the FastFlux PDP, the Council Operations Team from the OSC will be having a meeting in parallel. Then there's a break. There's an OSC meeting that happens in one room. The other room is currently free. I've left it free. If a topic comes up that we want to use that meeting spot for, that's great. If we need more prep before the joint GAC meeting, or just more discussion before the joint GAC meeting, it's available for that too. At 5, we have the joint meeting with the GAC for an hour. Their interest in topic is pretty much the same as the CCNSO's at this point, is what about the geographical names and why one has to get in, why the resolution about timing and such. So, and we'll work on those more. Then there's the board dinner that night that I spoke of. Monday, there's the meeting that Olga spoke of early in the morning, which is the meeting of just of that working group. Then we have a lunch. There's a new GTLD Applicant's Guidebook Q&A at 11, but that's something we participate in, I mean, as members of the audience, but are not actually doing anything, I don't believe. Then 12:30 to 2 is the joint CCNSO-GNSO Council meeting. As I say, I've got the one topic they've requested. If there are any topics that we would like to put on that agenda, I recommend that we discuss them on the list and try and, you know, see if there's a topic or two that we would like to discuss. Simultaneous with this is, I guess there's a business access luncheon of some sort also at the same time. So there may be some conflict. Then the afternoon has the joint SOAC public meetings. I sent a rather long explanation to the group on that. I still need to get the volunteers or the volunteered panelists. As I said, we can have three or four. We can certainly have four panelists in each of these roundtables. And my recommendation is that each of the proto-SGs come up with a way to pick someone. I can certainly go around and ask for volunteers. And, of course, at the last minute, if I don't have a list of names, I will come and approach the various constituency heads and stakeholder group organizers to try and get help and get names. But it'd be much better if people could just send me names. So we have those two meetings. At the moment, I'm not sure which of those discussions comes first, but I don't think it really matters. And then there's a public feedback session on that. So basically, the afternoon of Monday is pretty much taken up by the joint meeting.
Aubrey, can I ask a question on that, please?
Of course.
Is that something where the entire council is up on stage, or just you?
No. Not me at all. What we decided is that since the chairs did such a sterling job of not being able to say anything last time, that the chairs were not the people. Basically, the way it's going to work is there's going to be 3 to 4 people from each of the SOs or ACs, up to a mix of about 20. They're going to be in some form of roundish table, not on stage, I believe, but somehow in the house. I'm not quite sure how that works. And they're going to be, Patrick Shari is going to be the moderator, and they're going to be discussing these various issues, the ones that were outlined in the note. One of them is about improving our participation and processes, and I believe one of them was on the TLD issue. The other part of that, and basically it's just them talking. The other component of it is, as we come in there, I think the idea is we will all be handed yellow, red, and green cards or something that we then can indicate approvals and disapprovals and make all kinds of pretty patterns with colors as they're speaking. And that's part of the experimental part of this. Then the part, that last hour, I guess it's only a half hour, will be an open, anybody in the room, you know, giving feedback on what they just saw. But it's definitely not me on stage. It's definitely not the whole council on stage. It's 4 representatives from GNSO that you guys pick. As I say, I'm recommending that each stakeholder group basically pick one. And we can have different people. We could have the same person on both panels, or we can have different people on each of the two panels. So, and that's up to you all, you know, to come. As I say, at the last minute, if I have to get somebody to be up there on stage, then I'll go and I'll buttonhole people. But in the meantime, I really would be much happier if each of the stakeholder groups could pick one or two people. You've had both NCAs have volunteered, so if your stakeholder group wants to pick one of them, both Olga and Terry have said that they were willing and such. I had basically said that if anybody objected, we could make this the council picks type of movement, but nobody objected, including the two NCAs. They said they were willing to go with it either way. They were putting themselves forward as volunteers, but they weren't objecting to the process of stakeholder groups picking, if I understand correctly, Olga.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, so any other questions on the AXO meetings? Okay, and sometimes people call them SOAC meetings, but I believe, anyway. Then Tuesday is the cross-constituency day, and as everyone knows also, that the that the at-large, the at-large, proper word name for it.
Summit,
thank you. The at-large summit is happening at the same time, and I know lots of people have been invited to participate in one panel here, one panel there, and, you know, that is sort of up to each of us to figure out if we can get there. So Tuesday's Constituency Day, I see it's taking a slightly more interesting, varied mix than in the past with the User's House meeting happening. I think that's great. Then Wednesday morning, we have the Open GNSO Council meeting. The agenda for that is fairly well established at this point. Basically, let me go to that just so I make sure that... Oh, where is it? I have too many of these working spaces open at the moment. So this is the schedule for the 4th. And basically, as I covered before, we start out with who is, where basically there'll be a presentation on the motion that's going to be made and the recommendations that, I mean, the request for studies on some of the issues. And so that'll be there. There'll be an open discussion on it, and then there'll be a vote on the motion. The motion will appear today or tomorrow. It's pretty much ready to be put before the council, and then we can, of course, discuss it on the list before we get to the vote. Then there's the current WHO is policy requirements for IDNs. There'll be a report on the ESSAC issues and whether there's a policy issue, and then an open discussion on that. And then from there later, we can decide whether there's work that we need to do there. An RAA discussion was put on partially because we weren't discussing it anywhere, and partially because we have a motion from Mike. Basically, start out with a status update on the staff update on status and options, then basically try to get the council, basically go around the council table and get the various council members to sort of indicate, you know, their positions on this and talk about it a little, go into an open discussion, and then, assuming we're ready to vote on the motion, vote on the motion. The next part has to do with GNSO improvements and restructuring, where we basically give a report on activities, open it up for QA and discussion, talk about constituency recertification, get status update on that, QA and discussion, update on stakeholder group charters, which I think the deadline for handing them in will have been there, but I don't know if that has been published by then. Status updates, QA and discussion. And then, as Rob said, basically for any of the constituencies information or the applicant constituencies or whatever we want to call them, basically giving them a 5-minute slot to basically present themselves and perhaps answer a few questions but I'm restricting this to those that have gone so far as to actually have a published statement of interest. So ones that are just thinking about it, I'm not offering the slot to. Then we go into the open mic on whatever issues the open mic has. I don't know if anybody has any comments on that schedule at this point.
Excuse me, Aubrey, this is Rob. I have a comment.
Yes, sure.
In view of the discussion earlier in this call, do you want to have a placeholder or leave open the thought that there might be some substantive discussion about the implementation plan based upon whatever discussions take place over the next week and a half?
Well, I mean, in the Wednesday meeting.
Yes,
well, I think there's a discussion on each of the three items. So, oh, you mean I should add an extra bullet for the implementation plan?
Yes.
And report on the status of that and QA and discussion on that, too. And as I only have four things there, and I should add a fifth. Is that the recommendation?
Yeah, that would be great with the urging that it in addition to being an update, perhaps if there's any substantive discussion that's taking place, that you probably don't have time to make
any. I don't
any
think there'll be any substantive discussion, right? I think it's good to report on the status of it and perhaps have QA and discussion on it and make sure that the whole community knows that these issues are being discussed. But I seriously doubt whether much will get done between now and Wednesday on this. I just don't see it happening. An optimistic view might say, yes, a lot will happen, but I just don't believe it at this point. I think most of the people that have spare ICANN bandwidth at the moment for the next week and a half are reading the GTLD and CCTLD volumes that have just been produced so that we're ready to talk about those and reading everything else. So I just wouldn't count on being further than we are today. But it's good to report on the status of it. I think you're right about that. Any other comments? Okay, then I think the only thing I have left on the schedule there is the Thursday, where basically we have a lunch with the nominating committee, where we basically talk about what the GNSO sees as important and necessary. And, of course, part of this discussion certainly allows us to explore the theme of and explore it with the NomCom of NCAs, you know, which house, who picks, who decides. So this may be an interesting discussion to have with the members of the nominating committee there. And then we have our wrap-up session where we go through comments that we receive, decide what we're doing next, and there'll be some specific issues on the table in terms of how do we continue going to IRTP Part B and so on. So that's pretty much a fairly full GNSO schedule for Mexico City. Any questions or issues on that before we move on with the agenda?
Ray, it's Christina. I just want to note that I think there may be an error with regard to the time of the Registration Abuse Policies Workshop. I believe that is supposed to go until 1900. But again, I was on yesterday's call, so.
Okay, Glenn, can you check that?
This is correct. I already communicated that to Glenn.
Thank you.
That missed an hour.
It has already been communicated.
Okay, great. Thanks. Thank you
Aubrey,
all.
This is Olga. Yes. Aubrey, I would like to comment something. There is also a meeting of the work team for GNSO stakeholder group and constituency operations team, which is scheduled on Saturday, 28th February. As for what Glenn told me, it should be scheduled in the morning of the Saturday between 9 and 10:30. But
So I think the mistake there is that it says OSC, and it really should say that.
Only that, yes.
Okay, and when I was reading the OSC there earlier, it looked strange to me. So yeah, okay, that makes sense. Okay,
but,
so that's a correction. Glenn, we'll get in. Thank you.
Glenn already knows that, so she will make a new version.
Okay, thanks.
And I'll put your name down there, Olga, so there's no confusion.
Hey, I thought you were disconnected. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any other issues on the schedule? Okay, great. It's so good when the schedule finally starts coming together. Is Denise back before moving on? Okay, policy items. So I don't know what is to say about GTLD implementation, CCTLD, fast-track implementation updates. Anyone from the staff want to comment on those? I mean, I saw the new stuff came out. Any more that someone would like to say? No, okay. It looks like they did a lot of work, and now there's a lot of work for us to read and understand, but more than that, I don't know yet. If there's any questions for anybody, from anybody on those two issues, or the staff members who are here, anybody who's had the chance to start looking at these things, yes?
Yeah, Avery, this is Stefan. Ask a question, please.
Okay, sure. Please, Stefan.
Just, I don't know if this is the right time, but on the new second draft, just wanted to ask staff when the additional documents would be coming out.
perfect time to ask that.
Which additional, this is Kurt, which additional documents are those?
There, in the release, talking about the second draft, it talks about additional documents that would be coming out to help us understand the second draft, just like you did with the first draft.
These are documents. Right. So there were four explanatory memoranda that were published with this version of the guidebook. An updated one on DNS. I don't know if I'm going to remember them all, but an updated one on DNS stability, one about inter-process contention between gTLDs and ccTLDs. What are the other ones? Somebody help me on the phone.
There was one on intellectual property protection, wasn't there? Did you have one on that? That was certainly one of your open issues. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, there's four I'm sorry, this is so late. There's four explanatory memoranda, and then this will be augmented by other materials. So, for example, the economic study will come out shortly. There's going to be a call for expressions of interest for potential providers of evaluation services, so that we can flesh out more accurately the costing and the timeline for TLDs. There'll be some more about timeline. So there are the 12 set of memoranda published. There's also published a matrix that compares the registry agreement published with the first guidebook and the registry agreement published with this one. So so essentially a lot of that documentation is published, but there's more to come.
Kurt, are you planning on releasing new versions of the things like the new gTLD cost considerations document that you released on the 23rd of October?
So a lot of, you know, also the what was published, as you can see, is extensive discussion of the community comment and, you know, segregating those comments into categories and then identifying issues and trying to do a balancing of those issues, which is really hard to do in a big document, so I hope that came across. And so there's quite a bit of the financial consideration discussion in that paper. So when we looked at which memoranda to publish, we thought the additional amount of new information was covered well in that document, that analysis document. So if you'll read that, I think you get the information you read. And we thought that, you know, in certain cases, in addition to the financial considerations paper, another memoranda would just be sort of not rise to the level of requiring a new paper.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions on either of those two issues, the gTLD implementation and the ccTLD fast-track implementation update? Okay, then the next one's a Kurt issue also, and that's the RAA update. Kurt, I don't know if you wanted to say a few words about it before I opened up questions.
No, go ahead and open up questions up.
Okay, are there any questions on Kurt's note to the council?
Mike, I have one.
Okay, Mike, please.
Can we please ask ICANN Council to comment on the recent string between Kurt, myself, and Stefan in advance of the Mexico City meeting and the vote that we will have there?
Okay, well, I believe we also have someone from legal staff on the call at the moment, correct?
Hey, hello, this is Dan. Sorry, I was on mute.
Hi, Dan. Yeah.
So I think it's probably best to respond in writing. I just saw the thread, and I've talked about it a little bit with Kurt and Marchie, but I haven't had time to circle all the wagons and figure out what it is, what the question is exactly, what to say.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, and please come back to the council if you need to understand any more about the question, and we need to explain further. But thank you. Yeah, I think a written response would be great. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Avery.
It's Christina.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay, please, Christina.
I'm just wondering, kind of procedurally, with regard to, I mean, what happened in terms of the vote. I know that, you know, obviously if there had been a two-thirds vote, it would have gone to the board and for approval, et cetera. Is the board planning to vote on the motion and the set of amendments that we approved, albeit not with a two-thirds majority.
So the this is Kurt. This is Kurt. The resolution that was passed by the board some time ago stated that ICANN should have a consultation period with the community and then engage with the registrar constituency to develop a set of amendments and then get the advice of the GNSO Council and the ALAC on those amendments and then report to the board with advice. So I think that that's all been done up until the reporting to the board. So I think the report to the board is going to take should take the form of an explanation of what's happened and the ALAC advice on the amendments and the results of the GNSO vote and lay out the options for the board that are similar to what's outlined in the paper, which is the board could elect to take the board can elect to take an action whenever it wants, right? So the board can elect to take an action and vote on the amendments, or the board could direct staff to go back to the council and discuss the amendments more. The board could say that we should give advice or give a sense that we should continue discussions with the registrar constituency as they said in point two of their amendment. So I think the report to the board is essentially going to be a reporting of the facts and then give the board options as to what it could do.
Can you, if you've got it, can you share some information as to the timing of that? I'm just trying to get a handle on, is this going to be happening on the parallel track with the GNSO Council considering the motion that Mike has proposed and Terry has seconded?
Yeah, well, I think that there's going to be a board report for the Mexico City meeting because it's important that the board be aware of what's going on with the RAA amendments because they were they're very interested in it, of course, because they discussed it past the resolution and have been receiving updates as to status.
Yeah, well, I would assume the report.
Go ahead, Aubrey.
The report would include also the fact that we did still have a motion that we were working towards, and we're still discussing it, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other questions or comments on RA?
No, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, then moving on to working groups. And not too much to say. Well, we've just formed a new one, but Fast Flux. The comments are in, and I understand there was a fair number of comments. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're at 25.
Okay. And the IRTP Part A PDP, where I understand there were fewer comments.
Three.
Okay. About five, right, or something like that?
Three.
Oh, okay. I was estimating high, or remembering high. Okay. So, as I say, both of those will be discussion items on the weekend, and then, we need to figure out as a council, based on the comments and based on the recommendations, what our next steps are. Any questions or comments on those? And basically, I'll be asking Mike to lead the section on Fast Flux, and I had asked Mike to lead the section on RTP Part A, but he recommended that I ask Paul, so I will be asking Paul to lead those sections of the meeting. On drafting teams, who is basically, as I stated before, is just about ready to publish its motion for discussion and list of tests that we would like, studies that we would like estimated upon, and the set of working definitions, and really working definitions. No one's pretending that these are the be-all and end-all definitions, but these are just definitions that can be used operationally in trying to understand what's written and define the test. Okay, any questions about the who is? As I say, this will be a major topic for the Wednesday meeting?
It's Alan. ALAC should have its priorities in, I hope, later today or tomorrow. They don't do. They don't have a major change on the overall results. In fact, if you still keep a cutoff of everything above 2.5, it adds two studies at the bottom. If you raise the threshold slightly, the end result is the same as the current one.
Oh, okay. I was going to run those numbers later.
I think that should be accommodated easily.
Okay. Yeah. And so my notion was that that would be sort of like the first set of comments that we would look at, and we would sort of say, you know, this is how it makes it look when we were discussing it. Great. Any other questions on the WHOIS studies? Okay, travel policy. Olga, would you like to say something?
Yes, I sent during this week an updated table with the travel sounds for counselors, as I found a mistake in the business constituency. It was only one council member which was founded. And then the staff related with travel issues is requesting a meeting with the different drafting teams. So we have almost agreed. I'm not sure if we have already set up a date. I think it's a lunch on Wednesday. Perhaps Glenn has more defined the date for this meeting.
Yes, Olga, this is Glenn. I have a confirmation from Kevin Wilson for a lunch on Wednesday, that is 12:30 to 2, and I'm still waiting for confirmation from Doug Brent.
Great. So hopefully we will have another meeting similar to the one that we had with Doug Brent in Cairo, and there are some volunteers to attend in. It's Saeed team, myself, I don't want to miss all the names, it's Greg and some other that I don't recall right now. So if there is any comment that the council would like us to bring to this meeting, please let us know through the list.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments? So is the list of participants at this meeting currently closed? I mean, I know it needs to be a restricted set of people so if there's someone on the council that really wants to participate in this, they could still contact you.
Of course. Well,
okay, just wanted to check and make sure. Because I know sometimes lunch meetings do get constrained. Okay. Any other questions on the travel policy? Okay. Post-expiration domain name recovery, PDP, the drafting team working on that. And I guess, Alan, you are sort of spearheading that one for us in this case.
Sort of. We met once. We have, I guess, tentatively decided that we are going to draft a motion to initiate a PDP. I said I would take the lead on that, and I've been somewhat overwhelmed, so it hasn't gotten done yet, and it doesn't look like it's going to be able to make the Mexico City agenda, but you should hear something. There will be a draft done soon. The drafting team will comment, and then we'll see what happens, and we'll go back to council.
Thanks, and I recommend that when the next meeting of that is set, that we send out a public notice to try and get a few more people to participate. It was more than just Alan and me backing him up, but there still needs to be more people. Are there any questions or comments?
Yeah, this is Tim. I was just curious who makes up this drafting team. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Well, we've certainly been trying to cajole people into coming to it for several meetings now. Alan, do you recall who? Then you and I. There were a couple others. Did we lose you, Alan?
No, somebody else.
Oh, okay.
It was Steve Holston from VeriSign and something from Mark Monitor.
Yes, correct.
So, but it's definitely open. We're definitely encouraging more people to get involved. I think I've brought it up at every council meeting that we needed to have more people to help do this bit of drafting. So for a while, Alan was totally by himself. Then I said, well, okay, I'll back you up. And then we got two more. So as is usually the case, I'd love to see at least one from each constituency.
This is I know I've volunteered for this, I don't know, several times, but I've never seemed to get put on the list or included.
Okay, I'll make sure. Right, okay. Glenn, could you make
I'll
sure that
I'll put you right on now.
Okay, thank you. And so anyone else? It's good. I'm glad we got started. I don't think we've done much of substance yet, so I think that anybody that jumps in at this point has a really good opportunity of being involved in the substantive discussion of the motion. Basically, what Alan said he'd do is he'd put the first victim down on paper. Okay, any other questions on that one? Okay, gene and cell improvements, we've talked about a bunch today. I don't think there's much more to say about PTSD or OSC. I don't know if anybody has any questions or wants to add anything. I think that those committees are moving along as far as I can tell, and the work teams are starting to get geared up, and I think that come post Mexico City, all of that stuff will be well underway. So at least that part of the restructuring and improvements, I think, is moving along at a good pace that gives us hope that we'll have things when we need them. Constituency update, Rob, I don't know if there's anything you need to add or any questions from anyone.
I'd just like to share with everyone that with many thanks, we received all of the constituency reconfirmation filings prior to the February 3rd board meeting. As you all know, those submissions have been placed on public comment. That period closes on the 25th. So if anyone wants to comment on their own constituency or another, they are certainly welcome to do so for at least another week's time. The process internally that we're going through right now is that to assist the board, we're going through the various submissions as staff and comparing existing charters and submissions against the GNSO recommendations. The input from the board that we had was that they would certainly like to look at the constituency sort of going forward into the new structure and the new, quote-unquote, improved GNSO and be able to make recommendations, provide direction for how different processes or procedures could be improved over time. In terms of a decision time frame, since the public comment period closes so close to the Mexico City meeting, it's likely that the board may have some discussions in Mexico City, but it's not clear at this point that they will make any decisions at that point with respect to the renewed constituencies. It's more likely to take place in April, but we don't have confirmation on that timetable yet.
Okay, can I ask a question before I open up the queue? So does this mean that the board actually takes a vote on the renewal of each constituency, or is that a process that's been determined?
It's not clear how the board is going to approach it. When the concept was originally presented, the idea was to, you know, give everybody an opportunity to reset. I think the opinions of various board members vary on that, whether there's going to be an official, you get the stamp of approval and can continue to be certified or not. That's not completely clear to me at this point.
Okay, thanks. Open up the queue for any questions, comments.
Tony, I have one.
Tony, okay. Anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Tony.
Rob, just looking through the input you got, it came in various shapes and sizes and in different forms. Do you anticipate any issues because of that?
No, Tony, not in terms of the forms themselves. In a couple of cases, you know, as staff, we've just gone to the various constituency websites and pulled the existing charters. As you know, in some cases, some of the constituencies made changes in their existing charters to reflect the improvements. Others haven't done that yet. So it's certainly not an issue of the format of the documents as they came in, because as you observe, they are as unique as the various constituencies. Everybody seemed to have a different sort of flavor and approach to it. So that shouldn't be an issue. We're just trying to look at it right now in terms of being able to provide the board with information as to how the showings in the existing charters compare to the improved environment that will exist, and also just that comparison to the bylaw requirements of openness, transparency, fairness, and representativeness.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, thank you. Moving on to stakeholder group update. Rob, it's yours again.
Thank you. We provided advice to various constituency leaders and those of you that we know were working on various stakeholder drafts just earlier this week. The original resolution by the board was somewhat ambiguous in terms of the timing of the submission of stakeholder group petitions slash templates slash plans. So at this point, we've advised the community that we'd like to be able to share with the board that all of the new stakeholder group petitions are in by 1 March so that we can get the documents posted prior to the board meeting at the end of the week and start the public comment process on the various submissions. So that's the general timetable. The expectation, given the time between the March board meeting and the late April board meeting, is that the comment period will be able to run its course. We as staff will have opportunity to provide analysis and feedback to the board. The board will have a chance to review them, and so the present hope is that by 23 April, the board will be able to make some statements or some decisions with respect to the 4 new stakeholder groups, charters, structures, and plans. We've worked very carefully and closely with a couple of teams that have been developing stakeholder group templates. Others of you are operating relatively independently. If anybody needs any advice, insight, perspective, clarifications on anything, please reach out to me or Denise between now and the 1st, and we'd be happy to provide whatever insights we can on the process.
And thank you. Any comments or questions? No? Okay, thank you. Next thing on the list is individual non-commercial registrants in the GNSO.
Would you like me to take it?
Please, Alan.
Okay. The board resolution in December started with a whereas which talked about user involvement and going back to the user versus registrant issue. The resolved part of the motion asked for recommendations on the composition of the non-commercial stakeholders group and the organizational structure of it. This was later elaborated on with a memo from Denise, essentially saying that the charter of the non-commercial stakeholders group was not the subject of this motion. And therefore, we were a little bit at odds with what we were actually supposed to be answering. The working group quickly decided that what we were looking at was, in fact, the issue of user participation, and both individual users and the user concept of user in general versus registrant. And we proceeded on that basis. The group strongly reiterated and supported what was done by the July work group. That said, we believe user is the correct term and not registrant, although registrant is a subset of user. And we ended up essentially reviewing the history. The document was distributed with 2 typos corrected by Chuck this morning. We ended up with a number of recommendations which essentially say that we support the concept of users, both individual users and user entities, which is the current word in the bylaws, and the constituency and stakeholder groups rules that the board approaches should not prohibit users from being involved at these various levels. Now, we're not saying whether it's at the stakeholder group or at the constituency group. That's a matter for the internal organization. But we're saying that the process should allow such users. The success of this kind of venture is going to depend critically on how easy it is for users to actually get involved and whether they believe there will be any purpose in it, that is, whether they will be heard and be able to affect the outcome of council deliberations and GNSO deliberations. And lastly, that none of this is going to work unless we can get people to understand what's going on and have some significant and funded, likely, outreach. If you look at how much effort has gone into publicizing the GTLD initiative, the changes in council are likely to have major impact on ICANN. They are hard to understand by someone who hasn't spent the last 7 months embedded in it, and virtually nothing has been done to try to do any consciousness raising. I think I tried to summarize those two.
Okay, yeah, I think you did quite well. Thanks. Okay, I just wanted to add a few things to it. One of it is that the disposition of this report. My recommendation to the group has been that someone, I nominated Alan, but that someone from this working group sends the final report to the board and to the GNSO Council and ALAC, because the board had asked us to put together a team that would report. My other suggestion was that both the GNSO Council and the ALAC could, at their own discretion, then take a vote at some point to say, yes, we endorse the work of the working group, or perhaps, no, we don't endorse the work of the working group, although hopefully it would be the first, the former, not the latter. But that, you know, I'm not exactly sure where we stand on it, but that was certainly my recommendation. Now, in thinking about my recommendation, the second thing that occurred to me is, and when would we do that? And I think if that recommendation seemed reasonable to people, that's something that we could also add into the Wednesday meeting during the point at which we're talking about restructuring and improvements. A fourth point could be a discussion of this, the working group results, a discussion, and then a council vote to endorse it. But I'd like to hear people's comments on that, and then, of course, questions and comments on the thing itself to Alan or whatever. I open up to you.
It's Alan. Just a couple of short comments.
Sure.
The board motion is rather curious in that it wasn't aimed at the GNSO or the ALAC. It was making a request of, I quote, members of the GNSO community and members of the at-large community and so forth. So I'm not quite sure who anoints these members as being representative of their entire communities. But certainly if the ALAC or GNSO were to ratify it or say we agree, that adds some substance. Clearly that can't be done in the time frame, which is we have to submit the results tomorrow. The other comment I made is when I went into this, I didn't know what the chances were of actually getting such a diverse group of people to agree. And I must admit, I've been very pleasantly surprised that we had a lot of work done and certainly a lot of ideas put forward. And the group has been very effective, and I think we have, with some minor, very minor disagreements, have come up with a statement that pretty much everyone on the work group has been supporting.
Yeah, I think part of it may be due to the person who was holding the pen, but in any case. Anyone else have any comments or questions on this whole thing? Or whether I'd also like to hear if anyone believes that we shouldn't add a vote to endorse or not endorse this to our Wednesday meeting. So there's no one who objects to my adding a vote to endorse this. I would write up a motion that would basically say we, the GNSO Council, endorse the work of the working group, et cetera. And it would be a simple motion that I would put before the council at the end of our restructuring and improvement section. Okay, no issue on that, no comments or questions. Okay, thank you, Alan. Rob, I see that Denise tried twice and was disconnected both times, so I guess board update is up to you, unless Denise happens to be here, and I just don't see her on the line.
Thank you. I will be a very poor substitute, but I'm happy to make the effort for you all. The board met on 3 February, And there are several decisions, I think, that have implications for the GNSO. So, but I'll go through all the decisions briefly. The board approved the June 2012 strategic plan. The board authorized the request for a study, an ESAC-RSAC stability study, to analyze the impact to the security and stability of the DNS root server system with respect to all of the upcoming changes that are expected to take place in the root. I wish I could give more details on that, but sadly I don't know them. Significant to the GNSO Council, the board approved a resolution approving modification of the bylaws to allow for term limits within the GNSO Council. And Liz has had dialogue with several council members here in the intervening week, sort of discussing the implications of that. The board also approved the redelegation of the .so and .by domains. They authorized a number of nominating committee bylaw changes. These are changes that have been proposed and subject to public comment for some time and will ultimately have some implications, I think, for the GNSO in that with respect to the responsibilities of filling seats 9 through 14, the SOs are going to be responsible in selecting their board seats to make sure that no two directors are now selected from the same country or countries located in the same geographic region. I don't know that that's been a problem before, but there were some issues that the nominating committee had that the board resolved with a number of bylaw changes. The board also made several changes with respect to various committees. I'm not going to bore you all with the details of those. If anyone has specific questions, I'll be glad to take those and float through them, either feedback from Denise or John. But there are a number of changes to make sure that current committees within the board matched up with the creation of new groups that have been formed over the last several months. And then the board also made a number of appointments of various liaisons to different board committees from other board members. Finally, the board resolved to renew the .aero sponsorship agreement and authorized the president and GC to move forward with respect to implementing that renewed agreement. Any questions that I can take back to Denise or things that I can look up and get back to you guys on?
To open up a queue, anybody have any questions or comments? No, just throat clearing.
One last item that I left off that Denise was trying to get some clarification in the preliminary report. It's somewhat moot now, but the board also discussed and approved requests for extension for the group that Alan is leading to submit their comments by the 20th. Originally, it was a January deadline, January 24th. The board acknowledged that that group was doing a good bit of work and gave them the extra time to get their filing together.
Mike, I have one question.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Is it the agenda for the Mexico City board meeting and or public forum anywhere?
Not yet. Denise told me that if anybody asked that question, that the board agenda would be out shortly for Mexico City. I don't know. I'll find out for you, Mike, with respect to the public forum agenda. I don't have any information on that.
All right, thanks. If you could just send around the link to the council when that's available, that'd be helpful.
Okie doke.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, then. Thank you, Rob. I think that brings us to the end of the status part. It's fairly long at this point. Okay, and now the next issue that I had was basically brief review of the action item list. Basically, I just to let people know what happened with that. Each before each meeting, there's been a meeting of basically staff, Chuck, and I on sort of discussing the items that are on the agenda for the next week and updating this pending action list.
So, and we try to make sure that there is an updated one before every one of these meetings. So looking through, and we've talked about much of the stuff today, but just looking through it, if people want to, as I said, I have the first page is the agenda item. You'll notice that the reserve name hangs out there, sort of always waiting for further information on it. They're still ongoing. They're still pending questions. At some point, the alarm flag will go up again, and we'll say, hey, what's going on? For IRTP Part A, we're reviewing comments. For denial definition, it's approved in implementation. At some point, the staff will come back with a report on how that's going. The main tasting, periodic ongoing implementation status. So, you know, I think last time we asked, it was still a while before there'd be more status. Who is? We will be voting on the recommendation in March. I've added the GNSO improvements and restructuring activities, but only the ones that had board set dates. So, for example, we had second half of February, the stakeholder groups had their plans, March, a decision from the board regarding constituency, April, a decision regarding stakeholder, 30 April, all outstanding issues decided. There's an asterisk there pointing to those issues. May to council members, and then June, the new council is seated in Sydney. New DDLD process, nothing new. Fast Flux, front-running issue. Status update on last study, that's still pending. I don't think that's ready yet. Fast Track implementation plan, we'll be getting an update in Mexico City. Geo-region, that's something where there's ongoing reporting. Implementation of travel plan, there's a meeting pending on the post-expiration domain policy. We do have to have a charter and a discussion. Even if we're postponing the PDP, we have to be explicit about it. And then the registration of use policy. So I just wanted to bring that up, let people know that it's always there. I've always got it on the agenda. We rarely get to it, but I do invite people to look at it, to know whether it makes sense, to take it back to their constituencies, to have some idea of where we are on things. As I say, I am now also including the restructuring items from the working plan on this list. I'll carry that through and include the status that I get from this drafting team as we start to. Normally, I have the topics for upcoming meetings also sort of sketched out on this. Not in, you know, the further away the meeting is, the less detail there is on it. But as the upcoming set now all have formal schedules, and I have no idea about meetings after Mexico City yet, that part is blank. Any questions or issues on this? And do people ever use this? I mean, is this a tool that people have been finding at all useful? And also, I guess I'd be curious if there's things that are missing from this, those who use it but would find it more useful if it did X, Y, or Z, that would be good to know, too.
Probably it's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
I don't know if others want to get in the queue first.
Anyone else want to be in the queue for this at the moment? Okay, go ahead, Liz.
I just wanted to make a quick comment. You noted how long the reserved names item was on there. I do think it's appropriate for us to, if this is still of interest to the council, that we have a follow-up discussion on the issue. It could be in Mexico City if there's time, or just on a subsequent GNSO council call. And from a staff perspective, I'll make sure to have the right staff people there. But I think it is important to get a gauge of the importance of this from the council's perspective, and if so, to go ahead and get it on a schedule for discussion.
Yeah, I think of it as an orphaned issue that needs some more work, but yes.
I'll try to be the foster parent.
Okay, great. Anyone else want to comment on anything, on any of these issues, or on the list itself? I think it's important to make sure that we track this and that we know what it is we're still working on and what's ahead of us.
It's Mike Roden-Mahavir.
Yes, Mike?
Yeah, I think it's very helpful. Definitely should be continued. On the reserve names issue specifically, you know, it is a bit of an orphan issue, but I think it's being addressed somewhat in the new TLD implementation process. I know there were some comments about that issue specifically. some public comments. I haven't, of course, haven't seen how I dealt with those comments yet, but, you know, it is still an open issue, but I think it does dovetail in with utilities.
Okay, great, thanks. The issue, though, I think was not just the new GTLDs, but the existing. In terms of this item, it was reserve names recommendations for existing TLDs. At least that's what the item. We've always had this discontinuity between what's happening in the new GTLDs versus what's happening in the old. So there were some issues pending in that area as well.
And that would be, this is Liz again, that would be an important distinction for us, because to my understanding was that this action item was strictly in the existing TLDs, and I think it's our sense that Mike's absolutely right in the new TLDs that it is being addressed in that context. So if it's something other than that, that would be important information for us to understand.
So, yeah, I think it's good that we put this back on the agenda. I don't think I want to try and do it for Mexico City at this point, but perhaps one of our first meetings after Mexico City, it would be good to get back to this. Any other issues on that? Okay, if not, that brings us to any other business, and we had the motion sent in by Mike that was too late, and I think needs a bunch more discussion in any case before people would be ready to vote for it, more explanation. We now have asked for some expert legal opinion on the way forward, and of course it mixes with what the board's doing and what we're doing. Mike, did you want to speak to your motion? Just sort of get the stage set.
Not really. There's nothing new there.
Okay.
We're getting to the end of our 2 hours, so I don't need to belabor the point. We certainly should continue discussing it on the list, and I think we should have a vote in Mexico and move on.
Okay, thank you. So is there any questions or issues on that first? Okay, hearing and nothing. Is there any other business of any sort that we need to cover today before Mexico City? If not, I thank you all. I wish you all safe travels. See you Saturday morning week. And we actually made it inside 2 hours, which we haven't done in a while. So thank you all, and see you in a bit.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.